Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. That's what you're always going to be, right? That's what we want to be. We want to be part of the solution. We don't want to be part of the nut jobs, as they try to call us from time to time. All right? You know what that means? That means you got to get your facts straight. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to MyPillow. There you go, MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. And, Mike Lindell has done what he can to help us out. He's doing everything he can to make life easier for some of us conservatives. And the easiest way to do it, because some people don't like to give just to give. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to stick my finger in your face and go, what are you doing, what are you not doing, how come you can't help? Right, that's not where I'm going. But when you look at this as a whole, right, this man has done more for conservative radio, for conservative issues, if you would, than most others have. And he's given us an outlet by which we can make money. You can buy product that you need. Please stop buying from places like Bed Bath & Beyond. You know what I'm saying? They're not supporting your causes. You're still going to Starbucks. They hate your guts. Right? Come on. Can we just be honest about it? They hate your guts. So if you at least go to MyPillow.com, you use promo code Joe on the way out. Yeah, now think about something. They've got pillows. That's the ones I like. Right? They got pillowcases. They have doggy beds. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not. If you got a bed for your doggy, God bless you. Anyway, they got doggy beds. They got sheets. They got all kinds of things that you use that I use, made in this country. Are you following me here? Made in this country. So, my question to you is, why wouldn't you support that? Why wouldn't you support, again, just asking, just curious, why wouldn't you support the money staying in this country, kept in this country, so that we can keep Americans working? I've already been through this, I feel like I'm repeating myself, but so be it. But so we can keep the money in this country, we can keep Americans working, we keep those plants open here in America. And now we're there, frankly and honestly. The money stays here. The plants stay open. And then Mike can help us out. So check it out. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. When you get out to the end, when you get the little cart, it's promo code Joe. Promo code Joe. And in that way there, truly, honestly, we all benefit. You're going to save money. You're going to save 60 to 70%. You're going to save, I don't know, buku bucks. How's that? Go. Do you know how you find out? The only way you find out is you actually go there. What do you think? Come on. Seriously. Oh, God bless America. All right. Let me, I got carried away in that because I started thinking about how much work this guy does for us. How much he does to help us out. And, you know, it's about time we start paying him back, if you would, for lack of a better term. Right? Let's see what's going on in the world today, right? You got the Grassley. You know, he has a pretty blunt message to the voters. Tired of Biden robbing your pocketbooks. You know, you're watching, I said this before, everybody was all excited about the polls. The polls this, the polls show that, the polls show this. We're ahead over here, we're ahead over there. And I kept saying, look, yeah, I still believe we're going to win. Stop listening to the polls. You know, they're a snapshot in time. People are fickle. And it's just not cool. It's not going to help our cause. Anyway, again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's have some fun with some of this stuff. The federal court rules that the Department of Justice must release internal memos to then-AG Barr stating Trump didn't obstruct justice. So here you have an internal memo from the Department of Justice. This is what I'm talking about. These people are creeps, and they're thugs. They are the epitome of what the mafia used to be. They're going to do whatever they can, come against you any way they can come against you, to make it tough for you to get accomplished what you're trying to get accomplished. I know that was almost a Kamala Harris line there, but I mean, there's no other way to put this. The mafia uses all kinds of government agencies and such in your area to make sure you don't get what you want if they don't want you to have it. If they don't want you to have a store, you won't get your permits. If they don't want you to be able to buy booze, they'll make sure you don't get your permit. The District of Columbia Court of Appeals ruled on Friday that the Department of Justice must release, has to, an internal memo advising then-Attorney Bill Barr back in 2019 to determine that former President Trump did not obstruct justice. Why didn't we see that before? Why didn't we see that in 19? I'll tell you why. And guess who else is going to tell you why? All right, Sonya Schmidt. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And I'll come back.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Five, six, three, get involved, get engaged. Truly, I like the baseline. I really do. Truly great to have you with me. But even better, Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always love her time with me as well. You're looking comfortable. All little comfy there.
I can. I'm so exhausted. The only way I can get through this is if I have my feet up. I'm tilted to the side.
You're in the lounge chair then, huh? Wow.
I'm in a lounge chair. I'm lounging. I'm in a lazy boy, if you can.
God. And you're in the... No, I'm not going to. It's a family show. I'm going to watch what I say.
Don't touch that.
But you're in a part of the country where it's this time of year, it's known for being extremely humid, and you're saying you're being blessed with some pretty good weather.
We've had humidity, but... Okay, so let me backtrack a little bit. When I was... My family's from Georgia, and every year we went to Georgia until I was like 15. And it was always during the summer, and we go back and we work on the farm, and we travel back through the United States, which is when... How I fell in love with the United States is traveling throughout the states to land in Georgia and traveling back. And my father figured out wonderful places and campgrounds and national parks for us to stay and sightseeing places. So that's how I think that I started. That was my first, you know, welcome to America. And the summers are horrible, and the insects here are straight out of Jurassic Park. It is like, I swear I've seen insects that look like pterodactyls. It's crazy. But this is the first time I've been here, and the weather hasn't been horrible. It says it's 80, 90 degrees, but and its humidity is high, but it's been wonderful, and the humidity is great for your skin. I've been really afraid to drive.
It's like being in Arizona. It's a dry heat. Yeah, it's still hot.
I don't like that dry heat. I've been in Arizona for a month, and I'm like, where is everybody? And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, people are walking like zombies because that's the only time. It's like, God, thank goodness it's 113 degrees, you know?
Yeah.
But out here, that was the one blessing of being out here. But I have to tell you, all the Stacey Abrams signs and Warnock signs on people's lawns is just like disheartening. You're like, you see so much poverty, you see so much homeless.
Wow.
And it's really kind of a worse kind of homeless because I want to tell them they should just go to California where they can get some benefits.
Is it generational poverty where this is all they know and this is all they know how to live, or is this the new up and coming poverty group?
I think this is years and years of a city being run by Democrat control. It looks like any other big city that's been run by Democrats. You have a huge drug problem. You have a huge mental illness problem. You have nothing that's trying to combat a huge unemployment problem, misinformation in terms of who to vote for. I'm just heartbroken when I see these people. And you see those Abrams and Warnock signs for the most part in poverty-stricken neighborhoods. And you go, do you not know that you're voting for your own demise? So, and I think I mentioned this last week when I was on the commercials that people, the political commercials that are on television that are running back to back to back are really damning towards the Republican candidates. Now, a lot of people say, you know, people are not into the negative ad campaigns. And maybe people don't believe them anymore. I don't know, but I have to tell you the campaigns, the ads that the left does is very, very, seems very, very effective to me. And we are not fighting back with anything.
Bothers her. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? They'll lie about anything. They go after anything, and everybody's happy about it, you know?
Yeah. I think Herschel Walker, I don't think he wins this time.
Really?
I hope I'm wrong, but the ad campaign against him is so ugly, I almost had to change my mind.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
I can't even imagine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did a really good job of making him look like a fool and a liar. And we just don't do those sort of ads. We don't, you know, I've seen one thing against Stacey Abrams, and it just goes... You know, she's voted with Biden 90-something% of the time, and What else did they say? There's only 2 points. She voted with Biden, and that she's against the police. And those are the only two. I'm like,
you can have a list 9 miles long. What are they talking about?
You could have photographs. You can have the vote. Oh my God! You can.
I did a story on her the other day that she said it's because of her faith and because of her friend in college is why she now believes in abortion. That God is good with abortion.
Right.
Okay.
You can have a field day with commercials about that.
Oh, please. And especially in the Bible Belt, you can have a field day with that line.
That's
in a commercial. But would they run it would be the other question, right?
That is a problem. And I have to tell you, it does seem very progressive out here. I can't quite put my finger on it because I'm being a grandma who's a homeschooler right now. So I don't really know what's up in this town. I'm not hanging with the homies. I don't really know. But I just get a sense that people feel very hip to be woke. There's a lot of rape.
Yeah, I think you're right there. They want to feel like they're in with everybody, you know, that they get it, they understand it. Yeah, of course I am.
And that's a problem with us in general. That's a problem with our churches.
We're going to go into that in a minute. But, you know, when you say safe space in Georgia or Tennessee, they're on board with you because they think you're talking about a room that you can shoot other people from, you know, when they break into your house. I'm telling you. So
I would hope so. You know what? I've been watching local news since I've been here, and that's something that I don't even do in Los Angeles because, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. I mean, that's how they do local news out there.
Well, it starts off with, and the Republicans are at it again. News at 6.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Gotta go for a break. Gotta make money.
Come on.
I know. Who needs money, right? We keep talking. We'll come back to you in the middle of the second segment. Joe Mazzini, your host. I'll go for a lot more with Sonya, right, when we come back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather.
NOAA adding the west and northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that one year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I'm enjoying the DC scenery right now because it has the buses going from Texas, you know, unloading right there in DC. I think that's wonderful. I really do. You know, all those bleeding heart liberals keep telling us how cold we are because we don't want to take these people in. We don't want to bring them in. We don't want to feed them. We don't want to clothe them. We don't want them to take over our houses. And, you know, I mean, seriously. And now what are they doing? They're screaming about taking over their houses. They're actually calling it an invasion into some of these other states. I think it's wonderful. Anyway, Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me, spending her Friday nights with me here. I always love that. And so, hey, Sonya, if somebody, you know, if you ordered a pizza and somebody knocked on your door and handed you a little box, and in it was everything that went on the pizza, but there was no crust. Would you call that a pizza?
Okay, how does it stay on if there's no... Wait, what?
If somebody... You call
rim to it or...
You call Papa John's.
Yes.
And you say, I want a vegetarian pizza. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, mm-hmm. You know, cheese and sauce and all that stuff. And they say, okay, you know, 20 minutes or less, whatever it is that they do. And they show up at your house, and they have a little, like, takeout box. And in the takeout box is everything that will go on the pizza. It's cooked. It's hot. But there ain't no crust.
Okay,
and
have I
ain't
missed
no
something?
Sauce. What is it?
Did I miss something since I've left California?
Yes, you did.
This has got to be a California thing.
They're calling it, you know, for those of you who are trying to lose a few pounds, they're calling it the Papa John's new all-toppings crustless pizza. That's right. All the good stuff, but not the bad stuff. Gluten-free, of course.
How does it hold together? How do you eat it? How do you
just
eat
take
it?
A spoon and spoon it out of the container. Look at that look.
You know, there's options. You make fun of me. You make fun of me. But I'm one of those kind of gluten-free, for the most part, people, and I get a cauliflower crust. or...
Well, wait a minute. But if you call and say, I want a cauliflower crust, all right, God bless you, good for you. But when I want a pizza, I want a pizza. I want the one that's going to kill me. I want the one that's so good for me. I want the one that has all the stuff on that I want on it. I want grease dripping off the sides if that's what it requires. I don't want a little box with all the stuff that would have been on.
I agree. And you know what's interesting, and I wish I had the exact number, but when they rate the healthiest states, California is way down there. You would think with all the shenanigans that we go through to try to virtue signal that we would be in the top three. We're like the bottom three.
Do you know that Massachusetts is among the top five? And everybody there is humongous.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that place, what was it called? It was only salads and mostly just salads and soups and stuff like that, right? Soup Plantation. That's what it was called.
And I've never been.
You never
I went? Don't go to any place that has the word plantation in it. I have never been there, sir. It's something I don't do. Really, I've never. I would think about it. Because there's one where we live, right?
Yeah, but think about how much fun we could have had with that. You and I going in there together, right?
I don't go to a place.
You go in there, you can say, you was going to take me off the plantation. What am I doing here?
We could have had a field.
We could have had a field.
And you would have gotten in so much trouble.
I want to talk about that for a second. I know people are going to get crazy about it, but I just want to have some fun with it. You always said on the show that the reason we can say some of the things we say to each other is because we love each other, we know each other, we've been friends for years.
And
we know how stupid some of this stuff is. It's just totally asinine, right? I had a friend.
And we have a sense of humor something the left doesn't.
Yeah, that helps. That helps too. And he started doing this with me once, and I caught on pretty quick. You know, if you have any kind of sense of humor at all, you catch on pretty quick. So he had asked me to get his. Poor guy was smoking. He shouldn't have been smoking. He says, "Hey, can I have the keys to get cigarettes out of your car?" And I said, "Sure." So he goes and he gets the cigarettes out of my car, and he comes back in, and I'm sitting around the table, and we were laughing about something. And he just got this thing. He got a white towel. He put it over his arm, right? And he had my keys. And he walks over, and he goes, "Well, I had it washed. I had the tires polished. I made sure to empty all the ashtrays." And he did that whole thing, and he says, "And I put it back in the spot where you like it. Can I go get myself something to eat now?" I was just rolling around. I'm going, I didn't know what to do at first because I knew he was joking with me, right? But we hadn't really done this in front of other people before.
Right.
And I know he was cracking up. He did it to me on purpose. But I went along with him. They were horrified. Everybody at the table I thought was going to die. Okay? And then when he breaks up laughing, they started laughing too. And it's like, are we really that uptight? If we did a guinea thing, I would have been laughing right along with it.
Right. But you know what? And my Wi-Fi here is really bad, so you were breaking up, but I'm assuming you were saying that this is a black friend.
Oh, yeah.
And that,
I didn't hear
you say that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, when he walked back to the table, I couldn't figure out why he was throwing that white handkerchief over his arm. I go, what the heck's going on with him, right? Maybe he spilled something.
That's so funny.
And
it's even funnier to do around people who really think you are racist. That's the funny. They don't have a sense of humor, and they don't understand being truly friends. Listen, I was in Hollywood for many, many years, and they liked to pretend that they were welcoming me in with open arms, but trust me, I was just somebody that they were checking off their little virtue signaling box. I've got a black friend, she's coming to the party, and she's female on top. I meant nothing to them. Nothing.
Well, they checked all the boxes with you, didn't they?
All the buttons until they found out that I was, and I didn't know I was conservative when I first got into Hollywood, but being around them, I knew that I wasn't them. I didn't know what I was, but I knew I wasn't them. And the more conservative and I got, and then I registered Republican, they kicked me to the curb. All that black female stuff was gone. It was out the, it had left the building.
Yeah, no, I find this, again, I find it interesting, because pretty much everything they do is surface. It's all surface stuff.
whole surface.
Right? Don't you agree? I mean, they don't really mean what they say. That Me Too movement, what happened to that? It fizzled out like, you know, two Alka-Seltzers in a small glass of water, didn't it?
That was only set up to try to take Trump down. You notice that came out when the Billy Bush tapes came out. So then they went on this big crusade to save women. There is no group worse for women than the left. I mean, we can look at everything from abortion. Listen, they are canceling women. We're not in sports. We can't be called women anymore. I think I heard the other day that poor Queen Elizabeth, or Queen, Queen Elizabeth is now referred to as non-binary.
What?
How insulting is that to women that we're not even good enough? Now men can have babies. Men can, you know, they have done more harm to women than anybody, but at the same time, saying that we have a war on women. They're
confused.
If it weren't so evil, it would be genius.
So
you know,
I did a story the other night on, there's a new movement afoot that says if you are pro-Second Amendment, then you're anti-black. You are a racist.
Right.
Okay? And I was sitting there thinking, wait a minute, how does that work? How is it, the NRA was brought about so that the black folks could get guns to be able to protect themselves, and now if I'm pro-Second Amendment, I'm anti-black?
Yeah, but you know, it says it in the Bible, when everything is upside down, good is evil, evil is
when
good.
Right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right, and that's what you see it happen.
Right. And, you know? But I'm also shocked at how many people fall for it. But it also says in the Bible there will be people with ears to hear. Because I am shocked that people on the left don't hear how crazy this is. Yeah. And they go, oh, you know what, we've gone a little too far here. And maybe we need to reel it back. Or maybe I need to rethink my own personal commitment to this party and this ideology. But for the most part, I'm not seeing that. I heard someone say today, and it was Tucker Carlson, I believe, and he said that, you know, the polls were saying that, and polls, you know, I heard your earlier speech about polls, you can take those for what they're worth, but we may not take the House and the Senate. How could that possibly be? This is as bad as life can be. I do believe that this is worse than Jimmy Carter time. And I'm here in Georgia where all the street names, all the monuments, all everything other than Martin Luther King.
Are they Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Cotter.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, Carter. Everything. There's an Abernathy. There's a John Lewis. Everything has been. There's not one Republican monument or acknowledgement.
All right. Well, listen, we got to go for a commercial. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more going up with Sony after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Hey, the Weeble is gone. I don't know what else to call him. Brian Stetler. He's out at CNN. That name reminds you of like a little evil Weeble. We remember the Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Remember those guys? I mean, seriously, he's got that look in his face like, I'm smarter than you because I put bubblegum on your chair and you don't even know it. Anyway, Joe was in your host. I know, not the comedian. Comedian is coming up. Here she is. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Kind of different spin on the world, on the globe, what's happening out there and what we can do. Well, not to fix it, but to blow it up, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. It's all my opinion. And I don't get to talk to you enough. So by the time I come on the air, we're just like chatting. I feel like we're kind of, you know.
We're on a plane. In a plane. Just jacking away, you know.
I don't have an expertise, but I do have a heart. I do have a love for America. And lately,
and you're paying attention.
I'm paying attention as much as I can before it makes me sick. And I just have a real, there's certain areas that I have a real heart for, and one is children. And like I said, I've delved into the whole homeschooling world with my grandson, and it's a lot to learn. And I keep telling him we're learning all this stuff together. I'm trying to help him with math. And I go, ooh, I'm not sure that I know that part.
So, a conservative friend of mine, white guy, and you'll see why I say white in a minute. He put together a collage because of this Gascon thing. There were some shenanigans played with it, but they're gonna try to fix it. But the DA in LA County is just not arresting anybody. Well, he's not arresting people of certain colors, certain whatever, right? So he put together all these clips of people raiding the 7-Elevens, CVS, and all that stuff. Okay, and the majority of them are from in inner city LA. So somebody comments here, "What a racist piece of crap you are! I can't believe that you put together a whole bunch of these." Which you call them flash mob looting scenes of just black people. So, I just thought.
He had to search far. You know, and then that one that you saw, I just saw it today, of the 7-Eleven that's on Figueroa and El Segundo.
Uh-huh.
That's two streets from where I grew up. And my parents worked really hard to build their home there. In fact, We didn't even get it now.
Yeah, go ahead.
7-Eleven's there. It probably took a while, and I sent that link to my ex-husband, and I said, "Black Lives Matter."
I'm watching a clip where they're actually throwing stuff at the clerk behind the counter while people are loading stuff in their shirts. And look, it's white and black. There are white folks in this. And obviously not as many that's Hispanic, there's black folks. Well, at least they're, you know, I mean, they're a diversity of thieves.
I don't know what their ethnic makeup is. I do know that it's crime. And then when you can't get good businesses to go in those neighborhoods, and then when they call that racism.
Oh, yeah, they'll get mad at CVS for not wanting open stores there. Right?
Right. Exactly. They call it social justice, food justice, and business justice, and no, it's called common sense justice. Ain't nobody gonna open up a business there where that sort of thing can happen to them.
Nope.
The only thing that's gonna help those people
it,
is
the movement is called something reparation. There you go, flash mob reparations.
See, who wants anything to do with that? Who wants anything? And I'm telling you, my daughter and son-in-law bought a home nearby because they have sentimental attachments to the home. And it's a beautiful home. My father built it, but it's two streets away from where that crap happened.
Yeah, that's amazing. But we've seen that. Look at it. You're seeing that in Beverly Hills. You're seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
But even all in downtown L.A., what used to be called South Central. The thing that's always bothered me, and I take flack for it, and I don't really care every time I say it, they go, why do you kill your own neighborhood? Why are you burning down, looting? You know, I know there's some 7-Elevens, and I get that, but, you know, some 7-Elevens are owned by mom and pops.
It's transportation justice. If they would...
transportation justice? Oh, if they could just get buses to the white neighborhoods, they'd loot those.
Exactly. Give us... what we deserve, which is transportation to get to the white.
Oh, God. I don't even know what to do with that, okay? I mean, seriously.
No, nobody's thinking. And then when you have, and I lived in that neighborhood, when you have liberals telling these young kids that they have a right to their anger and they have a right to thievery and bad behavior. And listen, in California, I believe if you steal or damage anything under $1,000, it's not even a real crime.
You're pretty much
so,
it's a misdemeanor.
Right.
Yep.
Those are all things that they're doing to hurt black people. That does not do us any good to tell us, oh, well, $1,000 worth of fever, you're good. But they wouldn't allow their children to do that.
Nope.
Their children don't go to schools in those areas where that would happen. You know, now that it's starting to bleed into their areas, I think they might be rethinking it. But yeah,
so,
they've been doing harm to black people for a long time. The left are so racist.
So Berkeley. Just, I don't know if you heard about this. Berkeley just started this off-campus house. White people need not apply. It is 30 rooms for black people only. And I'm thinking to myself here, this is not evening out the score. This is not saying, well, it was so one way at one point, now we got to bring it back the other way. This is actually solidifying racism again. It's solidifying breaking us apart again. They need to have us at odds with each other, don't they?
Yes.
Let us have it. Go for it.
Look at any totalitarian regime in history. That is the way they do it. They have to divide and conquer. You know, they do that all the time. So we were getting along too well in America. We were sorting this thing out a little bit too good, and then Trump came along, and he's starting to get the attention of black people, particularly black males, who they wanted to destroy. The left has wanted to destroy for a long time. He did a very good job of it. Then Trump comes, and now look what he's doing with the Hispanic numbers, and. It's just, so they have to do, what is one policy, what is one idea that the left is running on, that they, what are they running on?
You're asking me? I have no clue. I've been doing this show for 12 years. Like, you still can't figure out what they're up to.
All they can do is destroy. And who does that? The enemy. Who does that? They scour the earth looking to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what they do. That's what they operate from. There are times when I feel sorry for them. There are times when I wonder if they know what they're doing, if they're conscious of it. But for the most part anymore, I don't care. They are a force to be reckoned with. They are the enemy. And I hear that in the news lately, that we sound like the lunatics by saying that they are enemies, they're the enemy and that they're evil. But how can they look at what they do and not call it evil? You want to chase the baby down?
I think they're so blinded by their own nastiness they don't even. Listen to this person. This has to do, and evil. Listen carefully. We're not going to have a whole bunch of time after to talk about it, but listen to this. You'll enjoy this. No, you won't, because I can't get it to work. God bless
him. Oh, no.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, let me
see.
Yeah, there we go. Here we go.
It was not cut. The control of that data is the...
You know what? I hate these people. I just hate them. Let me see. Mute. Let's try it again. No, that didn't work. All right, never mind. Anyhow, this person was screaming about how white folks, or the Roe versus overturning Roe versus Wade, hurts all kinds of women, including trans women. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, if you're a male and you... No, it can't. It's impossible. Right? Am I missing something?
No, you're not. And to be expected to sign on to crazy is just something that I won't do. But I'm so happy that a lot of Americans... They've gone so far that a lot of people are saying, this is insanity.
Yeah.
It's insanity. And we don't have to be, it's not rude anymore that we say. I think like when people like Ben Shapiro started saying this whole transgender thing, this was a mental disorder. I think years, you know, and that's been a few years ago, people could easily go, well, that's just rude and that's mean and that's homophobic. Now, when they're targeting our children and giving and co-signing to our children without our consent, getting gender transitioning and... I think now the American people are starting to see, I'm not being mean, I'm just calling us.
We got to go, and I know you don't want to hang out more because you hate being with me that long.
Not at all. It's late out here.
Oh, come on. You're a party animal. That's what your grandson tells me. Joe Messina, your host. Sonya Schmidt with me every week. Always a pleasure, Sonya. We'll be back in a little bit.
Talk to you next week.